Let's continue in Sefer Tomer Devorah. We're up to Perek Shvi'i, correct? Seventh Perek. He'ach yargil ha'adam atzmo b'midat ha'tif'eret. How can a person train himself to apply to the midah of tif'eret? And immediately the Tomer Devorah makes it very clear. En safek shemidat ha'tif'eret hi ha'esek b'Torah. There's no doubt that midat ha'tif'eret, as far as lema'aseh, by us, is concerned, is all about esek ha'Torah, learning Torah. You know, it's only through learning Torah that a person can reach a level which is called in the Pasuk Yisrael Avdi Asher Becha Et Pa'ar. If you look in the Rambam in Ilchot Deot, the Rambam at the end tells us the ways of a Talmid Chacham. The way of a Talmid Chacham is not like any other person. It's a way that should make Hashem proud that He gave him the Torah. Pe'er. So, Tif'eret has to do with Esek HaTorah, Rabotai. When a person learns Torah, Kemo SheTzarich, it brings Tif'eret, it brings Hitpa'arut, it brings Pe'er. Even Tfilin is called Pe'er, right? Tfilin is called Pe'er. And what does the Torah say about Tfilin? Why did Hashem give us the mitzvah of Tfilin? Leman Tihyeh Torat Hashem Beficha. So that the Torah of Hashem should be in our mouth. It's a good kavanah to have when we put on Tfilin. I'm putting on Tfilin to remember to learn Torah. This is Pshuto Shel Mikra. No drush. Leman tiyeh Torat Hashem beficha. So you see the connection between Torah and Pe'er. We know that the Midah of Tiferet is Keneged Yaakov Avinu. Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gvura, and Yaakov is Tiferet. Now, growing up in the Olam HaYeshivot, in Yeshiva, they don't say the word Tiferet. They say the word Emet. Titen Emet leYaakov. Yaakov Avinu is keneged the midah of Emet. Emet and Tiferet are synonymous in the Sfarim HaKdoshim. And what's Emet? The Gemara says, En Emet el Torah, sheneemar Emet kene ve'al timkor. So it's all connected. Emet, Tiferet. What's Emet? Emet is truth, right? But if you look at the letters of Emet, Aleph, Mem, Taf, these are the letters that have two legs, well balanced. What's Tiferet about? A balance between Chesed and Gevurah. Not Chesed all the way here, and not Gevurah all the way here. Tiferet. Yaakov Avinu comes, and he takes from both Avraham Avinu and from Yitzchak Avinu, and he gives Hashem Pe'er, and he makes Tif'eret out of it. So, en safek shemidat ha-tif'eret, hi ha-esek ba-Torah. And through learning Torah, the Gevi HaZahav says, through learning Torah, mashpia midat ha-tif'eret. A person can be mashpia from the midah of tif'eret to the world. And that's very important, as we will see. So really, a whole Sidra of Shi'urim should be given on the first sentence here of the Tomer Dvorah. This is a series of ongoing Shi'urim and Limudim to study the Inyan of Tif'eret and Esek Batorah. It's kedai to remember, anytime we sit down to learn, I'm bringing Pe'er to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm causing a tikkun in the Sfira of Tif'eret, Mimela, I'm bringing down Shefa from the Midah, from the Sfira of Tif'eret. That's definitely included in the Limud Torah Lishma. To learn Torah Lishma is included in this Kavana. But immediately the Tomer Dvorah takes a turn here to focus on one aspect of Limud HaTorah, which has very much to do with the Midah of Tiferet. Because there's another connotation of the word Tiferet, and that is Hitpa'arut, Ga'ava. Lehitpa'er means to be proud, right? So there's also the connotation here of something that might be negative, which is ga'ava. And we know that if there's anything in the world that can actually bring true ga'ava, it's Torah. Torah can bring gaava. We know that the opposite is true also. Torah brings anava on a person. But it depends how a person learns Torah. It's very easy to stray while learning Torah from the right way to the left way. And that's what the Gemara says in Masechet Kiddushin, V'samtem et ha-devarim ha'ele alevavchem samtam. Zacha na'aset lo sam chayim. Lo zacha na'aset lo sam hamavet. If a person is zacha, zacha milashon zach v'tahor, if a person learns Torah b'tahara, na'aset lo sam chayim. It's an elixir of life. Whereas if a person doesn't learn Torah correctly, it can become the opposite mamash. The Torah itself can become a big problem with this person. An Am Haaretz who is a gavtan is much less dangerous to society than a Talmid Chacham who is a gavtan. And I don't mean a Talmid Chacham who is a gavtan the right way. As the Gemara says, a Talmid Chacham has to have Shminit Shebishminit Shebagava. Definitely. But Shminit Shebishminit, if you do the math, right, it's hardly anything. But something, yeah, you have to have. But if he has the wrong type of gava, he's dangerous. He's dangerous. Because the Torah can become a weapon. The Torah can become a tool to hurt other people because of his knowledge in Torah. So that's why Torah is very important that it should be together with anava. And if it's together with the wrong gava, it's very dangerous. And that's the point that he's going to be mitmaked, that he's going to focus on here in this perek, I think. Omnam tzarich zehirut gedola shelo yitgae ha'adam bedivrei Torah shelo yigrom ra'a gedola. A person has to be careful not to be mitgae, to be become hori, to become full of conceit because of Torah, because then he will cause ra'a gedola, a big harm. Sha'ar kmo shehu mitgae kach gorem shemidat ha'tiferet shehi ha'Torah titgae. See, it's mida keneged mida. If a person is going to be midga'e with Torah, so he causes that the midah of tiferet also is midga'e. What does the word midga'e literally mean? Midga'e means going up. Ki ga'ashir al Hashem, ki ga'o ga'a. To go up. Right? Ga'on. Ga'on comes from the word ga'ava. That's the word giant. In English, the word giant comes from the word gaon, geonut. Nachon lo? And mimela, if a person is mitgae, Tiferet says, okay, I'm mitgae also. Mitgae means I'm not going to give anything downwards, I'm going back up. Goodbye. Gorem shemidat ha-tiferet shehi ha-Torah titgae v'tistalek lema'ala chas v'shalom. When a person humbles himself through learning Torah and in learning Torah and during learning Torah and because of learning Torah from all angles, he causes Tiferet to also be humble, so to speak, right? And what does it mean, Tiferet being humble? Tiferet goes down and attaches itself to Malchut. And then the bracha comes down to the world. Gorem el atiferet sheteret v'tashpil atzma lehashpia lamalchut. He brings about bracha to the world because he causes a connection between Ze'er Anpin and Nukvedi Ze'er Anpin, which means tiferet and malchut. That's the secret of everything good that comes down to this world. So here's a Talmid Chacham that's sitting in the Bet Midrash and he is mashpil atzmo v'divrei Torah. And he works on his anava. He doesn't realize that by bringing down his kavod, he's bringing down blessing to the world. Pshuto ke mashmo. That's what we just learned here. Wait a second. Let's take this in. This is, before we ask any question or anything, let's just take this in right now, right? Let's put it in here. That if a person learns Torah and he brings himself down with the Torah, he's mashpil his kavod, then he's able to be mashpia, a shefa of bracha down from the Sefirot HaKadoshot down to this world. What did you want to ask? I'm sorry. Right, it could be, it means both. It means both, because it all begins with Tiferet. Tiferet is the one that brings down everything to Malchut. And you're right, Tiferet does include also all those six sfirot that we said to bring down to, five sfirot that bring down to Malchut. So the point is that the bracha comes all the way from up above down to Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is Malchut. Now, we're not going to go into this right now, okay? We're going to leave this for tomorrow because we'll be ma'arich and we have to learn. This is learning, but we have to learn other things. But just to leave you with this, what he's saying here is that below Tiferet you have arba sfirot, right? You have Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. Those are the four sfirot. Those four sfirot constitute three midot. Because basically in the inyan of midot, Netzach and Hod are the same. This is what he's going to tell us. So he's going to teach us about three different ways of anava in Torah. Alright? So that's what he's going to do in the upcoming words here in this perek. Three midot of anava, or three midot of ga'ava, which a person should refrain from, and all three of them have to do with learning Torah. Okay?